got the 4P students in again this week, but they're different from the ones last week. We've got three young people. They're all 15, and they're going to be here for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we're going to find out a little bit more about them. So, first of all, good morning. It's Layla, isn't it?
Yes.
Layla Legg.
Yes.
Now, that sounds like a film star name in the making, doesn't it? Layla Legg. Where are you from, Layla?
I am from Wootton.
From Wootton. Okay. And what school do you go to?
I go to Medina.
And you're currently at Medina, but you're doing like a, what is it, an arts thing?
Arts Blast.
What is, tell us what Arts Blast is.
Well, for 3 days before the summer holiday, we get to choose something from this, like, book, and there's, like, loads of choices. There's, like, radio stuff, arty stuff, drama stuff, music stuff, things like that, and you get to choose which one you want to do, and I chose this one this year.
Okay, and so you chose radio?
Yeah.
Right, okay. How's it doing so far?
Pretty good, yeah.
Good choice?
Yeah.
Don't want to go home yet?
No.
No, okay. So is this the last couple of days of term?
Yes.
So what day is your last day? Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
So Wednesday, your last day of term will be here. Do you have to go back to school at all?
No.
That's it then?
Yeah.
You're finished then? No more uniforms?
No.
Do you wear, you obviously wear a school uniform?
Yeah, I wear a school uniform.
Do you like wearing a school uniform?
Not particularly, no.
So you don't want me saying to, right, everyone's got to wear a school uniform tomorrow then?
No.
Right, okay, don't worry, it won't happen. So you're going to be here for the next couple of days, going to find out a little bit more about you. Sort of. So what sort of music do you like listening to?
I like anything, really. I like a bit of rock and I like a bit of pop. It just depends.
Okay, what was the last, I'm guessing you downloaded something. What was the last thing you downloaded?
Trying to think. Music-wise. Sia's new album.
Sia's new album. Good album?
Yeah, I like her album.
Recommend it?
Yes, I do.
Is Sia the one that you don't see her face?
Yeah, she wears a wig.
Right, okay. And is she Australian?
Yeah, she's from Australia.
But people now, because you never knew what she looked like, but now I think somebody has given the game away. She's actually appeared live on certain interviews as well.
Yeah, but she always wears her wig when she's in an interview, so you don't know what she looks like.
So we don't know what she looks like then?
No.
At all?
Well, if you Google her name, you get pictures come up from when she used to show her face.
Right.
But she doesn't like showing her face anymore, so okay. It's very rare you see what she looks like.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like Lady Gaga going around with her teacup.
But I think it's kind of cool because a lot of celebrities, you know, like, everything about them. And with her, there's, like, still a little bit of mystery to her. So I like it.
Okay, well, good for you. So that was the last thing you downloaded. Yeah. What about TV-wise? We always ask, you know, youngsters, what was the last thing I watched on TV?
The last thing I watched on TV? I don't know. I like watching The Big Bang Theory.
Right.
And I like watching programmes like Once Upon a Time, things that are on Netflix.
Okay.
And I like Harry Potter.
Right. So... This is a question that maybe the BBC ought to do a survey on who watches the most television. How many people live in your house?
Five.
Okay, so who else lives in your house? It'd be you,
my mum, my dad, my brother, and my sister.
Okay, out of all of those people, including yourself, who watches most TV?
Probably between me and my parents, because my brother just watches YouTube, and my sister doesn't really watch anything. But I watch things that are on Netflix, and my parents do too.
Okay. So your brother doesn't watch anything other than YouTube?
No, he just watches YouTube all the time.
And your sister doesn't watch TV at all? How old is your sister?
She's six.
Oh, she's six. Right, okay. She must watch a bit of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
she
likes things that are on Scooby-Doo. She does like things that are on Netflix. She watches the really annoying programmes.
Go on, name one of these really annoying programmes.
There's this one called Mia and Me, and we share a room, so it's always on, and it's so annoying. They're, like, really cheesy. And there's this one, I don't know what it's called, but it's about these people that do maths, and they're, like, the math squad or something, and they're, like, they've all got really annoying theme songs that I've got stuck in my head all day at school.
Right,
it's
okay.
Really annoying, and sometimes I'll be humming it, and it's just all her fault because it's embarrassing.
Okay, we're going to find out a little bit more about you as the week goes on. You're going to join us today for the lunchtime social debate as well, so we're going to think of something we're going to chat about. Have you got? I suppose you've got big exams next year, or have you already done them?
No, they're in 2017.
Okay, so you've got them all next year.
Yeah.
So you're working on it. Are you stressed about it?
I'm a bit scared, yeah.
Well, don't be. There are only exams.
Yeah, but there's, like, a lot of pressure. Like, I'm good at some subjects, but some subjects I'm really bad at. It's, like, English and drama and history, like, I'm already A's in. But maths and science, I'm, like, E's and D's. So I'm just not very good at subjects that I don't like particularly. So I'm just going to have to study hard, and I'm not very good at that because I like doing other stuff.
Now, one of the other students wants to be a microbiologist. No one aged 15 has ever come in and said that's what they want to do. What do you want to do?
Well, he does talk about science a lot. I don't know. I want to be maybe a director. I love writing, so I wouldn't mind being an author. I love writing screenplays and stories, and I love writing debates. So I don't know, just something like this.
Okay, have you ever written a book?
I have, yes.
Have you got it at home?
Yes.
How long will it take you to read?
To read a book?
Yeah, to read that book that you've written.
I don't know, maybe a couple of days. A
couple of days? It's a long book then.
Oh, it's very long, yeah. It's, let me think. Well, the longest one I've written is about 300 pages and something.
Wow.
Might be a bit more than that.
Okay. What's the shortest one?
My shortest one? Well, there's one that I wrote when I was about 7, and that's about 100 pages.
100 pages?
Something like that, yeah.
You do a lot of writing then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll find out more about that as the week unfolds, and we may be able to record a bit of it as well, which sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, don't say it like that. Oh, crikey. Like it's a real chore.